Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have you experienced anxiety? This is something that millions have. Anxiety, depression, panic attacks. It can be very uncomfortable, even scary, and present with many different symptoms from fear, tightness in the chest, hard to breathe, palpitations, tingling or numbness in the extremities, butterflies in your stomach, digestive difficulty, rashes, or interrupted sleep. I believe by improving your lymphatic system, you can have more control over the many symptoms of anxiety. On today's show, I'm explaining 5 steps to help anxiety by improving the lymphatic system. Being more aware of your lymphatic system is important to your health. The lymphatic system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes that plays a very large role in maintaining the body and brain. And by adding the 5 steps that I will discuss into your health plan, you will have more control over your lymphatic system and how you feel. And I have been doing this for 25 years, and I can tell you that not understanding the lymphatic system and ignoring the lymphatic system is leading to many of our health problems like anxiety. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department in 1991, I was fortunate to learn the work of 3 world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste. Most importantly, they give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. Understanding this myth science, I develop body work called Lymphpractic that I use in Scottsdale, Arizona. My work is fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification. A Lymphpractic session will make you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a healthier and happier life. Now, if you have anxiety, you've been doing all the research, you know what's going on, you've been on the internet, and have become the expert. So I'm not going to explain what anxiety is in traditional science. I'm going to show you current research that will help make your anxiety a little less scary. When you see real science that explains what's going on, it's no longer a mystery. And again, when we understand new science of the lymphatic system, we're going to have more control over how we feel. So 2 important things I have to mention. First, never stop any medications without consulting with a healthcare practitioner first. You're much better off putting positive steps into place for a few weeks or months to help you feel better. Then talk to your physician about reducing or weaning off a prescribed drug. Second, whenever you start to improve your health by improving the lymphatic system and your diet and exercise and activating your lymphatic system, you may have more and possibly more severe symptoms for a short period, and then you feel a little bit better, possibly for a few hours to a day or more. This occurs due to the release of cellular waste that at first makes you more acidic and toxic, which can bring on more of your anxiety. I have seen this over and over again with my clients. They feel a little detox reaction for a few hours after their first session, and, you know, by the 3rd session, they really just always feel better. So we have to get rid of some of that waste, and we're going to have a little bit of discomfort and a little detox reaction. But my goal in my office and my coaching is to help clients minimize that detox reaction. So the lymphatic system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes, right? We all have one, and it's meant to clean us, and we ignore it. So when we start taking care of the system, when we start having an awareness, your life changes. You gain more control. So a large missed part of anxiety disorders is the buildup of cellular waste. You often hear me talk of cellular waste. When the lymphatic system cannot clean the body and brain, we fill with cellular waste that can interfere with how organs function and how you think. Researchers recently found that obese mice had anxiety. They reduced the senescent zombie cells in the mice with a senolytic drug, I believe it was a chemo agent and quercetin, and the anxiety went away. This is amazing. I believe you can gain control over senescent cells and cellular waste by maintaining your lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system. This is something really we all need to learn how to do, whether we're having health problems or not, if we want to learn to have a healthy life. Researchers recently found that obese mice had Research on Alzheimer's found a missed root cause may be an acidic brain cell called an astrocyte. Researchers found that when the astrocyte became overly acidic, it couldn't clean itself. It became toxic. Now, you have to understand that you're made up of many living cells. This toxicity in the cells is occurring in every health problem. Tight muscles, tight chest, difficulty breathing, restless leg syndrome, sciatica, tingling in the body, digestive issues, eye pain. You know, just to name a few, these symptoms occur due to an imbalance in the cell that limits detoxification, and the cell becomes toxic, and then you become toxic. Since an acidic brain cell can limit detoxification, it's very simple to see, right? When we're acidic, our body constricts, and if we're constricting down to our cell and probably the components inside the cell, then things aren't going to function correctly. So it's important to know your saliva and urine pH. pH is the potential of hydrogen in a solution. More hydrogen, more acidic the solution. More alkaline, less hydrogen, and more oxygen. It's important to check your saliva and urine with pH test strips. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14. Below 7 is acidic, 7 is neutral or imbalanced, and above 7 is alkaline. And, you know, your goal is to be between 6.5 and 7.5. And most people test at about a 5, which is 100 times more acidic than we're supposed to be. And we wonder why we have health problems. So improving pH helps lymph flow and natural detoxification of acidic cellular waste that may be contributing to anxiety and most of your health problems. There is an important lymph-brain connection that you must understand if you want to help anxiety in the brain. In 2015, researchers found lymphatic vessels in the brain. In 2017, researchers found a major outflow of cerebral spinal fluid is through lymphatic vessels. This is a direct lymph-brain connection that can be used to help the brain. The lymphatic system must maintain the brain. So if you want to help anxiety, you have to help the lymphatic system to improve detoxification in the body and the brain. Before I tell you the 5 steps to help anxiety, depression, panic attacks, and really to help most health problems, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphapractic. Over a few sessions of Lymphapractic, I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune response and improve natural detoxification of cellular waste and inflammation. Lymphapractic makes you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype, and check out my on-demand virtual course. I have hundreds of people on the course, not one refund, and people are getting better. So detox your lymphatic system, boost your brain weight loss and life, 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help you learn to gently detox and maintain your lymphatic system. So to help the many symptoms of anxiety, you have to improve the lymphatic system. Step 1 is to help change your focus. Many people, when they have anxiety, they're focusing on their blood pressure, on their breathing, on, you know, am I dying? We need to change that. So I want you to stop concentrating on your anxiety and your symptoms and start focusing on something that makes you happy for a few minutes each day or a couple of times a day. You know, a gratitude journal could help. List 1 to 3 things you are grateful for when you wake up in the morning. And don't just list it, feel it. Are you grateful for it? Feel it, feel it. You can also think of something that makes you happy. And again, you have to feel it. It could be thinking of a loved one, a pet, a car, anything that makes you smile for a few minutes. This is almost like a meditation. When we think of something happy, something that makes us smile for a few minutes, it changes how we feel inside. So step 2, you need to do some light exercise. Often when we're not feeling well, we stop moving around. We're sitting around a lot. So go for a walk, ride a bike, or jump on a mini rebounder. Exercise helps to improve circulation and the detoxification of cellular waste. We need to move our blood to feel better. Step 3, improve magnesium levels in the body. You've probably heard this before. Most people are deficient in magnesium. You may need between 600 to 1,000 milligrams of magnesium, depending on how you feel and how many medications you take. And you want to split that up into 2 or 3 doses throughout the day so it doesn't bother your stomach. And you can even take magnesium with food. If you do get a loose bowel after taking magnesium, back off a little bit. You may be taking too much, or you may be taking it too quickly or too much at one time. For children and adults, try Natural Calm. It's a powdered magnesium. It's very assimilable by the body, and it comes in flavors for kids. It can be added to water, and it's really very powerful when you use this product. If you're using Natural Calm, don't drink it all at once. Some people do that. They just chuck it down. You will get a bellyache and really have some digestive discomfort. So what I tend to do is I drink it slowly over 10 minutes and drink some plain water in between it. Magnesium helps to buffer excess acid in the body. It helps to relax you. Magnesium is needed for hundreds of chemical reactions in the body. It helps to maintain normal nerve and muscle function, supports a healthy immune system, keeps the heart beating steady, and helps to keep bone strong. It also helps blood glucose levels and aids in the production of energy. Many people have no energy, chronic fatigue. When we have an acidic pH, we have limited oxygen in our blood. It's acidic. It can't hold oxygen. No oxygen, no energy. So we need oxygen to make adenosine triphosphate, which is how our cells make energy and how we get energy. A great way to help anxiety and get magnesium into the body is through an Epsom salt bath, 2 cups of Epsom salt in warm water. Soak for 20 to 30 minutes. If you're pretty toxic, maybe soak for 10 minutes the first time. And don't make it too hot because it may overwhelm you. You may have to crawl out of that bath. If you don't like baths, foot soaks work great. Try and find a container that goes up to your calf. I use an old igloo container that holds a few 6-packs of soda, and it works really good. It's insulated and has a handle and a lid. I add a third of a cup of Epsom salt and soak your feet or your hands, and do this 2 or 3 days a week. At first, then you'll only need it one time a week because you'll be less toxic, but you have to be able to keep up with this, right? If we ignore our lymphatic system and pH again, we're going to get toxic again. So it's something that we really have to think of every day. So to help sleep, and a lot of people have, you know, insomnia and difficulty sleeping, research has shown that you should take a warm bath 90 minutes before bedtime. That way your body can adjust to that bath and you'll sleep better. But I don't believe you should take an Epsom salt bath every night. Every other night is fine because it will make you a little bit dehydrated. So make sure you're drinking a lot of water. All right. So step 4 is eating a more alkaline diet. Fruits and vegetables, salads are an easy way to start. Wheat, meat, rice, coffee, tea, soda, and alcohol are all acid-forming. Look at what you're eating. Is it acid or alkaline-forming in the body? There's an acid-alkaline food chart on the bottom of my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com. Print it out, put it on your refrigerator. So we have to start thinking about gentle, everyday lymphatic system detoxification. Are you drinking enough water? You know, are you eating more fruits and vegetables? That's what we have to think of. You know, if you eat more acid foods like bread and meat, then you have to eat more alkaline fruits and vegetables to balance it or take more magnesium. So it's really about learning to balance, and that's what you're going to learn in my course. Or if you come in to see me as a client, I educate you. So it's much easier to start with small steps. We don't want to overwhelm the lymphatic system by doing too big of a detoxification. So begin to clean up your diet of processed foods that might be adding to your acidity and toxicity. Step 5, and this is important, manually activate your lymphatic system. When you receive a lymphatic drainage session, a massage, or a self-drain your lymphatic system, you gain direct control over detoxification in your body. Self-lymphatic drainage is what I teach in my virtual course. It's an 8-minute routine. It's similar to dry brushing, but much more powerful and detailed and accurate. You need to be well hydrated. If you're dehydrated, the lymph becomes thick like glue and not flow very well. I have to warn you, anytime you begin to change your diet and add supplements and manually activate your lymphatic system, you will feel more of your symptoms for a few hours to a day, and you have to go through that. But there's no need to do it aggressively, so start slowly. Check your posture. We need to make sure we're, you know, sitting more straight. If we're slouching, we're stopping our lymph flow. Deep breathing through our nose helps to pull lymph through our brain. In my office, I put clients through 3 to 4 weeks of lymphatic sessions. My goal is to make a big wave through their body and brain. It's called a tsunami, and it helps to make them feel better. It's important to never stop any medications without first consulting with your health care practitioner. First, put positive steps into place to improve your health for a few weeks. And, you know, it's really about personal responsibility. To change your health, you have to take some personal responsibility while working with your healthcare practitioner to learn to maintain your lymphatic system and to reduce cellular waste. If I can help you understand how to help, how you feel and think, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. While there, check out my life-changing virtual course. And if you know someone who's struggling with anxiety, tell them about my website. Next show will be on how to help PTSD by balancing pH. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.